Steps After Divorce in Islam, A Guidance. As I sit here, I think about the emotional ups and downs of my recent divorce. It has changed my life a lot. The pain, confusion, and uncertainty are hard to handle, but I believe in my faith to help me move on. Divorce is a big deal in Islam, and the steps after it can be tough. But I'm ready to face this challenge with courage and faith. I want to take care of my finances and make sure my kids are okay, all while following Islam's teachings. Key takeaways: Islam sees divorce as a last option, with clear rules for it. Getting advice from Islamic experts is key during this time. It's important to look out for everyone's well-being, especially the kids. Planning your finances and managing your estate are crucial steps after a divorce. Thinking about remarriage should be done carefully, following Islamic rules, moving forward after divorce. Divorce is tough and emotional for Muslims. Yet, it's key to heal and grow during this time. The Quran tells us to hold together on equitable terms or separate with kindness. This advice helps us reflect, let go of anger, and focus on healing from divorce as a Muslim. And personal development after divorce in Islam, healing and letting go. After a divorce, you might feel many emotions like grief and anger. It's important to do things that make your soul feel good. Moving on after Islamic divorce could mean talking to a counselor, spending time with loved ones, and praying more. Divorce is not the end of the world, but the beginning of a new life. It's a chance to start over and find happiness again. Focusing on personal growth, try new hobbies that make you happy, work on personal goals to grow, practice being positive by being thankful and taking care of yourself. By healing from divorce as a Muslim and growing personally, you can come out stronger. You'll have a deeper faith and connection with yourself, responsibilities towards children. In a divorce, Islamic law focuses on the care of children. The Quran tells parents to agree on their kids' future. The father must support the children financially, even after the divorce. Child custody and co-parenting. Usually, the mother gets custody of young children, but local laws can vary. It's key for parents to co-parent their children and meet their needs. No harm shall be inflicted or reciprocated in Islam. Prophet Muhammad, the Quran stresses kindness during and after divorce. The children's well-being is most important. Getting help from family, friends, and counselors can help with co-parenting. Financial support for children. Islamic law says the father must support the children financially after divorce. This includes their housing, food, clothes, and more. The Quran advises parents to be kind in handling these responsibilities. Keeping family ties strong is crucial in Islamic teachings on divorce. By fulfilling these duties, parents can give their children a stable home, even with big changes. Financial planning after divorce. Divorce can greatly affect your finances. It's key for Muslims to plan well after a split. This means dividing assets and liabilities correctly, as Islamic law requires. Dividing assets and liabilities. In Islam, the wife gets to keep her dowry. The husband must support the kids financially. It's vital to update your will and other financial plans after divorce. This ensures your assets go where you want them to. The Quran clearly outlines the concept of mutat al-talaq in several verses, emphasizing the duty of providing suitable post-divorce financial support for women. But in today's Muslim world, women often don't get financial support after divorce. They're not entitled to property or wealth built up during marriage. They only get 3 months of support during the iddat al-mudal talaq period. It's crucial for Muslims going through a divorce to talk to Islamic scholars and financial advisors. They can help protect your rights and meet your financial duties under Sharia law. This makes the transition smoother and fairer. Understand your rights and obligations under Islamic law regarding the division of assets and liabilities. Consult with an Islamic scholar or financial advisor to ensure you are following the proper procedures and guidelines. Update your estate planning documents, including your will and beneficiary designations, to reflect your new marital status. Ensure that any financial support obligations, such as alimony or child support, are met according to the dictates of Sharia law, estate planning, and wills. After a divorce in Islam, it's key to check and update your estate plans. This means changing who gets your stuff, like in life insurance and retirement plans. Your ex-spouse might not be the right person anymore. You might also need a new will and trust. This way, your stuff goes to who you want, not your ex. It's smart to get help from a qualified Islamic estate planning professional. They make sure everything is done right and follows Sharia, updating beneficiary designations. After a divorce in Islam, you must update who gets your stuff. This includes life insurance and retirement plans. This change makes sure your ex-spouse doesn't get your assets, preparing a new will and trust. You might also need a new will and trust after a divorce in Islam. This lets you plan how your assets are shared. It should match your Islamic beliefs. An experienced Islamic estate planning attorney can guide you through this. Proper estate planning after a divorce in Islam is crucial to ensuring your assets are distributed according to your wishes and Islamic principles. Appointing guardians for children. Divorce is a big change for Muslim parents. They must think about who will take care of their kids. This is to keep their children safe and well, even if the main caregiver is gone. Getting help from an Islamic scholar or lawyer can make this easier. Usually, Muslim parents choose their parents or siblings to be guardians. Sometimes, close friends are considered too. This is key for families who live far from relatives, like immigrants or those on work visas. Guardians usually don't get paid, but sometimes they might. The main goal is to make sure the kids are happy and raised right. The Quran emphasizes mutual consent between parents regarding the upbringing of children, without distinguishing between fathers and mothers. Traditionally, Muslim laws often decided custody based on gender. But, many Muslim countries are changing. Now, they focus more on what's best for the child. Choosing guardians carefully is a big step for Muslim parents. It helps keep their kids safe after a divorce. This planning brings peace of mind during tough times. Healthcare powers of attorney. Going through a divorce in Islam means you need to update your healthcare powers of attorney. This document lets someone you trust make medical decisions for you if you can't. It's key to have this document to make sure your healthcare wishes are followed. A healthcare power of attorney is very important after a divorce. It lets you choose a trusted person, like a family member or friend, to make decisions for you. They can talk to doctors, see your medical records, and decide on your treatment if you can't. Getting a HIPAA waiver is also crucial. It lets your chosen agent see your health information. This way, they can really look out for your medical needs and wishes, even without a spouse. Without a healthcare power of attorney, your medical decisions may be left in the hands of someone you don't trust or who may not fully understand your wishes. It's a crucial step in securing your healthcare autonomy after divorce. Updating your healthcare powers of attorney after a divorce in Islam gives you peace of mind. You know your medical care will be based on what you believe. This step helps you feel in control during a tough time. What to do after divorce in Islam? Divorce can be tough and emotional, but Islam guides us through it. As a Muslim, we must handle this change wisely and with care. This is for our own well-being and for any children we have. After a divorce, planning your finances is key. Islamic divorce laws say the ex-husband must support the ex-wife for 3 months. This support covers basic needs like food, clothes, and a place to live. There's also a rule called mata, for a one-time payment from the husband to the wife. It helps her start anew. Women also keep any gifts, dowry, or mehr they got during the marriage. Know your financial rights and duties under Islamic law. Make sure the ex-husband pays for support during the iddah period. Get your share of assets, like gifts, dowry, and mehr. Looking after children is also important in post-divorce life as a Muslim. Young kids usually live with their mother if she can take care of them. The father must still support the children, even if the mother gets married again. Getting advice from Islamic scholars or counselors is crucial. They help us follow Sharia and protect everyone's rights. By following these steps, we can heal, grow, and move on after what to do after divorce in Islam. Treat women kindly. They are your partners and committed helpers. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Remarriage considerations. For Muslims thinking about remarriage after a divorce, they need to think about the legal and financial sides. They might look into prenuptial agreements to protect their assets. These agreements can also help avoid future conflicts if they get divorced again. Asset protection trusts are another good option to keep wealth safe and follow Islamic rules, no matter if they're married or not. Prenuptial agreements. Prenuptial agreements, or mithaq, in Islamic law are key in outlining financial duties and rights before marriage. They help solve issues around remarriage in Islam. They also make sure assets are divided fairly if there's a divorce in the future. Asset protection trusts. For Muslims wanting to keep their wealth safe after a divorce, asset protection trusts for Muslims after divorce are a good choice. These trusts help protect assets based on Islamic rules. They make sure wealth is passed on to the right people, no matter if they're married or not. It's important to work with experts in Islamic law and finance when looking into these options. This ensures everything follows Sharia law and helps make smart choices about prenuptial agreements in Islamic marriages. Divorce is a necessary evil, but it should not be the end of a person's life. With the right guidance and planning, one can navigate the challenges of remarriage and secure their financial future. Dealing with adult children's concerns. Divorce can deeply affect adult children. As a divorced parent, it's key to handle these relationships with care. They might worry about your remarriage, blended families, and their inheritance rights. It's important to talk openly with your adult children, listen to their worries, and keep family bonds strong. Rhiannon Ford, a mother of 14 years after divorce, has faced big challenges with her kids. Her 24-year-old son lives with his father, who gambles, and her 20-year-old daughter moved in with her father at 18. Rhiannon has paid child support for years and now deals with disrespect, abuse, and problems from her children. This story shows the unique hurdles adult children of divorce face. While younger kids might adjust to divorce, adult children struggle more with the family change. It's vital for divorced parents to understand and support their adult children during this tough time. Set healthy boundaries with your adult children to maintain your well-being. Seek support from a therapist or counselor to navigate these complex relationships. Practice self-care to manage the stress and emotional toll of dealing with your adult children's concerns. Avoid becoming an emotional crutch for your adult children, as this can hinder their own personal growth. By addressing the unique challenges faced by adult children of divorce and providing them with the necessary support, you can help strengthen family relationships and ensure a smoother transition for everyone involved. Children from divorced families are 2 times more likely to drop out of high school than children from non-divorced families. Divorce can have a lasting impact on adult children, and it's crucial for parents to approach these relationships with care and understanding. By setting healthy boundaries, seeking support, and prioritizing self-care, divorced parents can navigate these challenges and help their adult children find a path forward. Islamic guidance on divorce. In Islam, divorce is seen as a last resort. It is discouraged, but the Quran encourages couples to try to make up or separate with kindness. The Islamic perspective on divorce stresses trying everything to fix the relationship before divorce. The Islamic perspective on divorce. If divorce is needed, it's important to follow the Islamic divorce procedures. This includes a 3-month waiting period, iddah, and trying to reconcile with family elders. These steps protect the rights of both sides and any children, and are key for Muslims going through a divorce, following Islamic divorce procedures. The waiting period, or iddah, is 3 menstrual cycles for the wife. It ensures no pregnancy. During this time, couples should seek advice from scholars or marriage coaches. They help with the divorce process and remarriage according to Islamic teachings. Divorce is recognized as a legitimate option in Islam, but it is viewed detestably by Allah, emphasizing the seriousness of the act in Islamic teachings. Islam discourages divorce and encourages couples to try everything to save their marriage. Families should help solve marital issues and step in when needed. Permanent separation is considered only after all reconciliation efforts have failed. In some cases, divorce is recommended, like in physical or emotional abuse. Infidelity also damages trust and love, making divorce a strong option. Emotional instability, substance abuse, addiction, or gambling can also lead to divorce if the partner won't seek help. Seeking support and counseling. Divorce can be very hard, especially for Muslims who want to follow their faith. It's important to know that getting help and counseling is okay and even encouraged by Islam. Having caring people and experts around can help with the tough parts of divorce. For divorced Muslims, the local Islamic community is a great place to start. Talking to the mosque, Islamic scholars, or marriage counselors who know Islamic law can be very helpful. They can give spiritual advice, explain the rights and duties of both sides, and help with the divorce process in a way that follows Sharia. It's also key for divorced Muslims to have friends and family who care. They can listen, offer comfort, and help out in practical ways. Having a strong support group can help start the healing and growth process. Healing and moving on after a divorce in Islam needs a mix of spiritual, emotional, and practical help. Getting counseling from both religious and mental health experts, and relying on community support, can help. This way, divorced Muslims can face this change with strength, resilience, and a new sense of purpose. Seek help through patience and prayer. And indeed, it is difficult except for the humbly submissive, to Allah, Quran 2:45. This Quranic verse reminds us of the value of seeking support through patience, prayer, and submission to Allah. By following this advice, divorced Muslims can find the courage and strength to start anew with faith and hope. Conclusion. Reflecting on my journey through divorce in Islam, I see the deep support the faith offers. It guides me through the tough times. By following Islamic steps, taking care of my kids, and planning wisely, I move forward with strength. Patience, compassion, and sticking to Islam's teachings have been my light. Divorce is hard, but I'm stronger and ready for what's next. I'm grateful for this chance to grow and prepare for life's next steps. Following Islamic steps and seeking advice, I aim to honor my faith and care for my family. This journey is tough, but knowing my faith and community support me gives me hope. Together, we'll face challenges and move forward. FAQ: What are the steps a Muslim should take after a divorce? After a divorce, Muslims should plan their finances and estates. They need to appoint guardians for their kids and update their healthcare powers of attorney. It's also key to focus on healing and growing personally, while taking care of their children. How can a Muslim navigate the financial implications of a divorce? Muslims should plan their finances carefully after a divorce. They need to divide assets and liabilities according to Islamic law. Working with an Islamic financial expert can help ensure they follow Sharia principles. How should Muslims update their estate planning documents after a divorce? It's important to review and update wills, trusts, and beneficiary designations after a divorce. This ensures assets are distributed as wished and in line with Islamic inheritance laws. What is the importance of appointing guardians for children after a divorce in Islam? Appointing guardians for minor children is crucial, even if the other parent has rights. It protects the children's interests and ensures they are raised according to their parents' values. How should Muslims update their healthcare powers of attorney after a divorce? Updating healthcare powers of attorney is vital after a divorce. It designates who will make medical decisions if you can't. This is important since your spouse may no longer have this authority. What are the Islamic guidelines and procedures for divorce? Islam encourages trying to fix a marriage before divorcing. If divorce is needed, follow Islamic procedures. This includes a 3-month waiting period and seeking reconciliation with family elders. How can Muslims seek support and counseling after a divorce? Divorce can be tough emotionally and psychologically. Muslims should seek support from Islamic counselors and community members. This helps during the healing process. What are the considerations for Muslims who are contemplating remarriage after a divorce? Muslims thinking about remarriage should consider legal and financial aspects. Using prenuptial agreements and asset protection trusts can protect assets and rights, ensuring compliance with Sharia law. How can divorced Muslim parents navigate relationships with their adult children? Divorced parents should have open conversations with adult children. Addressing concerns and maintaining family bonds is crucial, even with the divorce.